السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ حضرت مفتی عبدالقادر صاحب، مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ یو عافیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ انشاءاللہ اللذیذ. آئی بلیو یو آر ان توانچو، آئی ایم شور اٹس فریزنگ دیر مفتی صاحب، اے نائس پلیس. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی میک یور سٹے سکسیسفل اینڈ مے دی امہ بینیفٹ. مفتی صاحب، دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، بارک اللہ فیکم مولانا سلیم کریم، جزاک اللہ خیرا. الحمد للہ رب العالمین. ٹوڈے از دا 28th آف ذو الحجہ. ود دا گریس اینڈ مرسی آف آل مائٹی اللہ جل وعلا، ٹوڈے وی فوکس آن سورہ فاطر چیپٹر نمبر 35. And thereafter we focus on, remember, verses number 22, 23 and 24. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِلِّي أَمَرِي وَحْلُ الْأُقْدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, as I mentioned, it is the 28th of Zulqa'dah 1445. So we are focusing on Surah Fatir, and that is that verses 22, 23 and 24. Yes, I'm here in Tabanchu. Tabanchu is here about 60, 65 kilometers away from Bloemfontein. We will discuss about that in the ending of our news, views and interviews. So chapter 35, and remember that verse number 22 now. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتُ. All Majd Allah Jalla Wala states, and people who are alive and people who are dead, they are not equal. So we as Muslims, we physically alive and we spiritually alive. We have the kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in the articles of faith and so forth and so on. So we are alive. And the people who are non-Muslim, they dead, spiritually dead. Therefore, you see, they commit suicide. They don't know what to do with their lives and so forth and so on. So we might think that they are alive, but in reality, the soul of theirs has become dead. So can they be equal? Never can they be equal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes people listen. Whosoever he wants them to listen, remember that. So they will hear, they will listen to the truth, and then you see some non-Muslims, they will accept the truth, they accept the message, the Quran Sharif, noble, glorious Quran, and they will accept, remember, the messenger, Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِئٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Now to understand this verse, we need to understand the other verse. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, really wanted his chacha, his father's brother, kaka in Maiman we say, in Arabic we say, that father's brother, Pasabrur, that is Abu Talib, to embrace Islam. But remember, Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْ, that you cannot give guidance to whomsoever you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will give guidance to whomsoever He wishes. So here also Almighty Allah is saying, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And you, Ya Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot make those people here who are in the graves, because you must remember their hearts are dead, they are dead, finished, so remember. So the non-Muslims who got their talib as sadiq, they have the true quest and the true search, and they're sincere, then Allah will give them hidayat. But you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will give hidayat. But the hidayat is amma. Amma means that you show them the path, the road, all that. But the hidayat, the khasa, The special hidayat that comes, you must remember, in the hearts of people and so forth, so that only Almighty Allah gives as enshrined in the Quran. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So we should understand that you can't just read one, two verses of Quran and then you think you understand. You have to read it in conjunction with other verses. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Some verses of the Noble Quran will expound and explain the other verses. Similarly, we must also remember that a person, ahadith, people today just sit on a lazy boy or on internet and then see some ahadith and want to jump to conclusions. That is not how it works. We must remember that. So that is that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has taught us many, many issues there, and we need to study it holistically and not selectively. Thereafter, Almighty Allah goes on chapter Surah Fatir, verse 23, in Anta Illa Nadir. You, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were, you are, you will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. But remember, Hidayat is only, solely, exclusively in the hands of Almighty Allah. In Anta Illa Nadir, that you are but a warner. And your warning, that you warning the people with love. At-taqweef ma'al-mahabba. So that is what we need to understand, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, and more so he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the mandate from Almighty Allah, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your message is global, international, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Chapter 21, verse number 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to humanity and to creation, the entire universe, not only for humanity, that's a mistake people make, so for the entire universe and entire creation. See, Allah says, now see here also, Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدٌ. Chapter 112. So here Almighty Allah states, so remember in verse 24 of Surah Fatir, Inna arsalnaka. Almighty Allah says, we sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So people pose the question that why does Almighty Allah use the word we? So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala uses the word we, so that we should understand that for stamping His Majesty, stamping His authority, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us that we are the ones that will do everything by us, the selection. We select the prophets, the messengers, alayhi salatu salam. You human beings, you have elections, and then you have people like Trump, and you have like Biden, and like Sunak, and all these characters, whole lot terrorists and enemies of humanity and Islam and so forth. We choose the best of the best, selection by Almighty Allah and election by people. Inna, so Allah is stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. Inna arsalnaka bilhaqti bashiran wa nadhira. Verily we have sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the truth. And those people who oppose you or your message, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 108 and verse number 3, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily the one who hates you, Inna mubghidaka huwa al-abtar. So verily the people who hate you, Ya Rasulullah, then huwa al-abtar, ay huwa al-abtar. They will be crushed, they will be decimated and destroyed, and you can see it happening today. See in Gaza, Mubarakah, Palestine and other places. Bashira, when people accept you, believe in you, from the inner recesses of your heart and your message and mission, then remember that for that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Bashira. And those people who reject the message, the messenger, articles of faith, Allah forbid, for them you are wa nadhira, you warning them with love. وَنَذِيرًا وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا فَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ. And remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made it such that for every nation that in the past that has gone on, every nation, generation, then there was a Nadir, there was a warner from them, either in the form of human beings, either in the form of the books and scriptures, either in the form of their own intelligence and your own intellect. So remember, Almighty Allah is Arhamul Rahimeen, the most fair, the most just, the most merciful, Ahkamul Hatimeen. All that you will find in the Noble Quran, enshrined in the Noble Quran. So may Almighty Allah give you tawfiq to understand the true message of the Noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is South Africa, 28th of Zulqadah, 1445. GG Gaza Genocide, 244, day 244. So let's give you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hezbollah from Lebanon. They struck northern Israel. 12 jutlas, they are wounded. One is critically. So he might be or she might be on the way to Jahannam and then transferred already. So we're very happy whether it is Hezbollah of Lebanon or whether it is Ansarullah of Yemen. They are Shia, they're non-Muslim. But we will salute them, congratulate them for what they are doing. As Muslims, our stance is anybody causes any harm to the American interest, Israeli rogue regime interest, British interests, we will support them. These are the three countries, axis of evil. They are the ones who brought about Israel, the illegitimate state and regime. BB and his generals, listen carefully, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah al-Jama'ah. This is in the Haaretz. You can check it up even now. BB and his generals secretly, they want to end the war. Why they want to end the war? Because you must remember they are losing so many generals, so many brigadiers, so many soldiers dispatched to hell. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, because of what Hamas is doing to them, what Ansarullah of Yemen is doing, what remember the Hezbollah is doing. So we're very proud about that. 8 months and more, and Israel losing the war. Listen to this one. You remember South Africa took the Israel to the ICJ, the International Court of Justice. So then we had our lawyers, our people, attorneys, and advocates. Israel's judge, who was the person representing Israel in the ICJ, he also resigned. Why he resigned? Personal reasons. He's disgusted with what he sees. The rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime is doing Hitler's children, so therefore he resigned. Any person with some common sense and feeling of justice will know that they're on the wrong side of history. Putin, the president of Russia, condemns Israel and says you're eliminating the population there in Gaza, every day killing 20, 50, 100 people. 99% of them you are murdering, killing a baby, children, men, women who are civilians, and you say this is the war you are fighting, and America and the West and Britain are all complicit in this genocide, in this ethnic cleansing, in this war, and remember crimes against humanity. Hence, Islamically, they all are war criminals. Israel attacks the refugee camps there in Gaza, and dozens became shuhada and martyrs. May Almighty Allah grant all our martyrs and all our shuhada Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ben Gvir, the biggest terrorist on earth, when he said he is going to address the media, so the hostages' family came and he saw them. He couldn't look at them in the eye. He went away through the back door and ran away. The same harami, you must call him harami. If you don't know what the meaning of harami, it means a bee. And B is too kind for a word for them, so we call them Big B. Remember this, Ben Gvir, Minister of Security. He told the Jutlas, you must go and pray at the Temple Mount. Temple Mount is Qubbatus Sahra, the Dome of the Rock, we must remember. So there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made the whole 36 acres for us Muslims, but they want to provoke us. So we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Thousands of Jutlas, tens of thousands of them, they march through Jerusalem, they march through the Muslim quarters, they attack the Palestinians, they attack the Palestinian journalists, and some of them got arrested. You come, you provoke us. You come in our territory. You come there and do all your terrorism. Occupation is terrorism. Remember that. And then they say they are the victim. So that is the old trick of the Jutlas and the Jews. They are a cursed nation. You must remember that. Modi, he thought he will win a landslide in the Indian elections. He's now at the mercy of his coalition partners because now he can't take decision without them. The TF regime, they tortured one of the United States journalists there to death there in TF in Ukraine. And that was made a statement by President Putin. Putin says Russia to build ties with Taliban. Listen to what Putin said. Oh, my Russian, my compatriots, we must start building more and more ties with Taliban. You see that? So that is Putin. Putin is a harami, but a good harami for us. He's joining good ties with the Muslims, and he's speaking against America. And today, if you read the Haaretz, I just read it this morning when I woke up, and after the Salat and so forth, then you see that the people are saying he's going to attack Europe. Then they say he's going to attack America. So they all are in their diapers now. When will Putin open up his nuclear and his, you must remember, that, you know, submarines and all of them, because he's got the best, you must remember, arsenal there. Saudi Arabia for this year, Hajj 1445, arranged 27,000 buses for the Hujjah, so that's good for the Saudi government. The Saudis, now you must remember, there they got the MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, the big harami running Saudi Arabia out of the fold of Islam. So the Saudis will sight the moon and scan the sky tonight, Thursday night. And if you study it, the moon day in Saudi Arabia at time of sunset, Maghrib time will be 5, 6, 7, less than 10 hours. Then you will see, most probably, I'm not saying 100%, but most probably, if you know how their calendar works, Taqweem Ummul Qura, the Ummul Qura calendar. So they say they work with that. They'll tell you there were multiple sightings. Nowhere in the world you can see the moon in 5 hours, 6, 8 hours, and so forth. But Saudi Arabia has moon sapis, you see. So they will invite these people who see the moon, they get prizes and all that. And then they spoil everybody's hajj, 2 million, 2.5 million. And then they spoil millions of other people's Eid and so forth because the countries follow them. So all Arab countries, a majority of them, majority Muslims throughout the world, we have no confidence in any of the Saudi institutions. We make that stance very, very clear. China, Russia, and them are telling Iran, you must revive the nuclear deal. You go ahead. We're standing with you. We got the veto. If Israel can have nuclear, so why Iran can't have nuclear? Iran are not Muslims, majority of them. They Shia, there's 20-25% Sunni there. I've been to Iran. But they must be given the right for nuclear. Who the hell are you? If India can have nuclear, if Iran can have nuclear, if Israel can have nuclear, then why Iran can't have nuclear? Can man attack a U.S. as the U.S. embassy in Beirut, in Lebanon? So all these things will happen. You attack us, we will attack you. We will never condemn our people because you deserve it and you murdered 40,000 people plus there in Gaza, 100,000 injured. So therefore, we must be very, very clear. Listen to this. The United States of America under Biden, the genocide, to sanction the ICC, the International Criminal Court, over Israel. Why did you say that he... that Bibi Netanyahu and Galant will be charged for war crimes and so forth? Can you believe that? And they speak of democracy and human rights because America, Israel are the biggest terrorists on earth today. So you must remember, Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz, end the war in Gaza and automatically the war in Lebanon will also end. But you carry on, then Lebanon and Hezbollah is winning and Israel is losing. Hunter Biden, the harami, he can look after his rifle just like his father, Stormy. So remember that Buzzy was Stormy. So Biden, Hunter Biden says, I've lost many, many friends, he says. Obviously, you harami, you must lose friends. You're running around with illegal guns. You're running around with your illegal rifle and so forth. Listen to the South African stories. You know Thabo Bester. pastor with a doctor, and they escaped from prison, and that one person was burnt and what have you. Thabo Bester tells the judge, you know what, please give me the death penalty. You see, ANC, you lost those elections, and me, I have no regrets. That I said this 30 years ago, we need a very strong opposition. Therefore, I never ever voted for you, for ANC. So remember Thabo Bester, he says, best thing you give me, he's appealing, requesting the judge to give him death penalty. Now that is why we say we must have a referendum and let the South African public choose. Do they want the death penalty or not? Why must we pay for all these crooks and criminals who are murderers and rapists and all of them for 10, 20, 30, 40 years and rotting there in prison? They admitting to their crime and they want the death penalty. So give them the death penalty. So you see, ANC, you better wake up because you can see a lot of things happening. Zizi Kodwa. Zizi Kadwa. Kadwa, Kodwa, whatever. Kadwa is all Muslim guys. But anyways, Zizi Kodwa, or Kadwa, whatever his name. He is resigned as minister. Why? Corruption charges. African national corruption. African national, you see, cadre deployment. Lot of things you can say. African national chore. You know, lot of meanings you can make. How many of them corrupted and then humiliated and cases upon cases? Then you see their Nakapula, that is the speaker, also called for corruption millions and millions. Every forum, the African organization, now they're going after him, that Fikile Balula, Secretary General, and for a private prosecution. You went there to Dubai and that one family there, you know which family, Muslim family, that they paid for him and all these things. Very big story. Listen to that guy's whole interview, Bateman. So remember, every forum says, if you understand Afrikaans, we coming for you, Secretary General, you're next in the line. These guys are very sharp. They got one of the best legal eagles. You must remember the people who are advocates and attorneys and so forth there. Alderman is a multi-millionaire, billionaire in America. So now he or she and Trump want to cut a deal. So you give me millions and so forth for my campaign so I can become president. That is what Trump says. So then that lady, alderman lady says, fine, but I want the whole West Bank. So imagine how they deal, play with Palestinian lives and people's well, their farms, their orchards and our mosques. So they say we must occupy more and more of West Bank. So therefore we say Israel, the day it was established, is a terrorist harami state, because that when you come and occupy somebody else's land, occupation is terrorism. So we need to be very, very clear on that issues. Today, my brother Dawood Mondi will be there in Vella, and when it's finished, inshallah, come to Tongat. Our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal and them say that Dawood Mondi is very, very busy. So many more houses and people he has to go to tune up their radios of Murk al-Sahaba. So all of you in the North Coast today, Thursday, inshallah, Dawood Mondi will visit you in Vellum first, and then sometime in the afternoon will come to Tongat. You contact him, contact brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, and they will inform you. MashaAllah, we are here at the house of brother Sunny. He picked me up. I had a wonderful flight yesterday from Johannesburg to Bloemfontein. I'm alone. And MashaAllah, then we left 3:30, came here 4:30. My brother Sunny came to pick me up. And we read Asr Salat there just by the airport. And then from there to here, half an hour, 35 minutes of Maghrib. And then supper. And then 8 o'clock, the program started last night. We finished up 10 o'clock. People came from nearby areas, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 kilometers. People are so, so thirsty. Remember that. So we must come to these areas here. Allah, Jalla Wala, reward Mawlana Ilyas, the Imam, reward my brother Sunny and his whole family, his three sons, one son becoming Hafiz. MashaAllah, excellent. I just received the news now that when my brother Junaid Mota put me on air, he said that Mufti Ibrahim Smith resigned. So Mufti Ibrahim Smith is my student, and you know, a lot of things were happening. So I sent him a message yesterday and said that, you know, I think that it's better that we don't go in this way and so forth. So anyway, and he gave me a very nice reply. So anyway, shock for me. But we wish him well. So Allah Jalla Wala take greater khidmat from Mufti Ibrahim Smith, and is a man of talent and so forth. And inshallah, that we will always make dua for all our students, our graduates and so forth. And we must always ask Almighty Allah that He accepts us for His deen with ikhlas and sincerity, with istiqamah and steadfastness, and with, you know, that with qabooliyat. So any Maulana Mufti looking for a job and you want to speak on the radio, contact me immediately, 071-888-1184. Then we'll interview you a little bit and see where, how far there is vacancy for one alim now, inshallah. So Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all of us. Obviously, we must thank our Maulana Salim Kareem for all the sacrifices he is making and his family is making. And once again, Jazakallahu khairan to our brother, Mufti Ibrahim Smith, Hafidhullah. Allah give him tawfiq to do greater work, inshallah. Today, our program, I'll be here now and 5 past 6 in Jamaatiye in Tabanchu. And then after that, we got the program till Ishraq. And then 11 to 12, we got our quick program. Today, we're discussing the fada'il and virtues of Dhul Hijjah. And then after that, for the past 12 or so, we'll leave for Bloemfontein. And inshallah, Brother Sunny will take me. And then the programs will be there after Isha in Masjid Siddiq, the Jami Masjid, beautiful Masjid in Bloemfontein. After Isha, Jamaat Salat Day 7:15. And I'll be there by Naeem Patel's place. And then tomorrow morning, also we'll have a program with Maulana Salim, same like how we did today. And inshallah, Al-Aziz, that is then after Fajr time, then after Fajr, quarter past 6 in Jamaat Day. And then we will have a program till Ishraq. We have 15 minutes, 16 minutes left, Maulana. So you can fire up. And Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for you and for me and for all of us and Mufti Ibrahim Smith also. That Allah Ta'ala accept all of our ulama and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to speak the truth at all times. Barakallah.
Mufti Sahab, can nikah be performed secretly after a few months? Notify both sides of the family. Please advise, Mufti Sahab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we speak about a secret nikah, the way we understand it is this. The boy and girl met there in university. They were met one another on the internet and chat lines and whatever you. So they decided, let's get married. The girl's father, family, nobody knows. Sometimes the boy's family, nobody knows. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi and in Abu Dawood Ibn Majah, La nikaha illa biwaliyin. The girl's nikah and the male's nikah will not be valid unless she, the lady, gets permission from her biological father. If nobody knows, they meet up in a hotel, they meet up in the car, and they get two witnesses, put them on the back seat, they in the front seat, and then he knows how to perform the nikah and so forth, and say nikah done. That nikah is batil, is null and void, you're living in sin. And that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's. Allah's curse is on you forever. And you got children, after that type of nikah, then their children are illegitimate, harami children, zameen, as mentioned in the Noble Quran. So that is number one. Number two is this. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, who we saw, we studied in his madrasa, Qadar Ulum Karachi. So remember that he passed away in 1976 on 10 Shawwal. His big fatwa kitab, which I have, Imdad Ul Mufti, on page 551, he addresses this masla and this issue. And there he writes, you must remember that what we must do, that understand this masla. اگر عورت عاقلہ بالغہ ہو اور حنفی مذہب سے تعلق رکھتی ہو بغیر والد ماجد کی اجازت کی نکاح کی تو پھر کیا مسئلہ ہے؟ A lady who is saying mature following the Hanafi school without the permission of her father, she got married. So Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib writes that if she got married in غیر کف, someone who's not suitable, compatible to her, and they are bringing shame, disgrace to the family, then the fatwa of the Hanafis, Fatawa Alamgiri, Fabahru Ra'if, and Shami, and them have written, you can see a fatwa yourself, that the nikah is batil and null and void. And if she got married without the father's permission, And she got married in Kuf, and someone compatible, suitable to her, then the nikah will be valid, but muruwat sharafat ke khilaf. It is against the ethics of Islam. You're depriving yourself of the du'as of your father, your parents, and so forth. So our fatwa is this, that nikah is null and void and not permissible. If we're going to say that type of nikah is permissible, we won't even know who's married and not married. They'll just meet there in the hotel and get married. Just like the Kuffar, Shia, what Khomeini, La'anahullah, wrote in Tawdi'ul Masail. You can just stay with the lady for 1 hour. You don't get in Tawdi'ul Masail. I got the kitab. And they gave it to me. And you pay her a certain amount and hit and run. Bang, bang, wham, thank you, ma'am, and you go. So what will happen to the great institution, sacred institution of nikah? Chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, verse 54. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. This institution of nikah is sacrosanct, and we perform the nikah, Maulana Salim Kareem performs so many nikah, much more than me. But you see that I perform few nikahs, but what happens? Allah Jalla Wala will perform the nikah in Jannat al-Firdaus for me and you, inshaAllah. So therefore it's haram to do so, and that people there, you're living in sin. That is our fatwa. Allah be easy for all our youth. Don't become like Trump with your stormy rifle. Do things properly. Do your duty with beauty. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, Jalla wa Allah, grant us such pious spouses, then the male, then wife, female, husband, and such children and offspring who are the coolness of our eyes. Allah give tawfiq.
Mufti Saab, I bought a second-hand car to give it to my friend as a gift. It was a surprise for him. Before he could reach my house, he met up in a car accident and passed away. I want to know, who does this car belong to now, me or his family?
MashaAllah, for you, you had a wonderful MashaAllah intention for your family, for your friend and his family. We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Jalla wa la grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He passed away a shaheed. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, open Mishkat Sharif. Sahibul Hajmi Shaheed, when a person is involved in accidents and so forth, he or she passes away with Iman and Islam, so then they are Shuhada and martyrs. In Islam, for a hiba, for a gift to be valid, my brother Sunny is sitting here opposite me. First time in his life, I think he's seeing and hearing a program like this. But anyway, so mashallah, we in Tabanchu and shaking it up because it's so cool, cold here, we need some warmth, you know. So I got my jars and I got my gloves and I got my long johns and a lot of things here. I slept Sunny by Yahato Tinchar Kambal here, he's from Pakistan. He came here after democracy in 95. You know how many blankets I used last night? Plus my wife is also not here, so I used 4 blankets here last night. So anyway, and the heater also is on the whole night here. So I want to give Sunny by a gift, this book which I have in my hand, or the pen, or whatever. So in Islam, for the gift to be valid, the giftee, the recipient, must take possession. If he didn't take possession, so then the gift is not valid. It was your intention to give him that car, footstools, second-hand car, you call footstools. So, but before he could take possession, and he passed away, inna lillah. So now the car belongs to you. You see, my brother, that's the fatwa. Now I'm giving you mashura. I'm giving you advice. He passed away. The family is devastated, all that. You made the intention. I'm not saying it's compulsory upon you, but I'm saying that akhlaqan, ethically, aapne niyat to kar li, you made intention to give the car. So give it to the family and tell them this is the family car and you all must use it and you all are the owners. I'm no more the owner. That will be a wonderful, generous gesture on your part and will make it easy for you and make intention. This is my best friend, good friend, and now I'll give it to the family. For me also is Isali Sawab, and for him also is Isali Sawab. So in Islam, you make Isali Sawab for the deceased and for those who are alive, all that permissible. Yeh mera mashura hai, that is my advice and consultation to you. So that is my advice to you.
Mufti Saab, if a wife's husband passes away before leaving for Hajj with him and her 21-year-old son, does she go for Hajj or sit in Iddat?
For a lady, before she goes for Hajj, there are two additional conditions compared to the male. One, she must go with a husband, or she must go with a mahram. Okay? Now they are still in South Africa. They are still in Pakistan. They are still in India or New York or London. And then the husband passed away. So before they could embark on the glorious and journey of love, which we call a Hajj pilgrimage, then the lady must be in iddat for 130 days. Arba'ata ashhurin wa ashra, Quran Sharif states. Surah 2, verse 234. So anyway, so that is from time of death, 130 days. And if she's pregnant and expecting, then Surah 65, verse 4, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَيَّدُعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. Then when she gives birth, her iddat will finish. Now, two conditions. She, the lady, must have her husband or her mahram to travel for Hajj. Or anywhere else for that matter. And but more so now Hajj. And second one is that she must not be a mu'tadda. Mu'tadda means a lady in iddat. Husband passed away, she will be in iddat 130 days, waiting period. Or italaq, if the husband divorced her, so three talaq, Allah forbid, so she will be in iddat for salatu taquru, that is for 3 menses and so, so then she can't go for Hajj. So she can't go for Hajj, you must remember that. She has to stay at home. So that is the fatwa. But let's say that they Sahu told her, okay, your husband passed away. I'm just saying, I don't know what really happened with Sahu. I'm just saying, because I'll explain to you the whole scenario. So now they told her that, see, your husband passed away, but your name is still here in our list. So you can take your son in place of your husband and you go for Hajj, you see. So her Hajj will be done. The son's Hajj will be done. All that will be done. But when he asima, she will be guilty of a major sin because she's supposed to be in iddat and remember that then all this happened. The second scenario, if they were there in Makkah, Medina, Suwajit, wherever, and Aziziya, and then the husband passed away and is a first Hajj, then we will tell her she must carry on with the first Hajj and immediately after Hajj she must come back home. If it is a nafil Hajj, voluntary Hajj, then she must come back home immediately, then she don't stay for the Hajj. So these are all the scenarios that you need to understand. Today is not easy. Today is visa story, then is quota story, and lot of 101 things today. So your people are going with this visa, that visa, there's a lot of stories. But if you are going first time, so these are the different scenarios. My advice to you are still in South Africa, don't go. And ya Allah, you took my husband away. I don't want to go now. Inshallah, I'll defer it for next year. I'll go with my son. That is my mashura to you, my mother.
Mufti Saab, when does the 10 days start so we know which is the last day we should clip our nails?
MashaAllah, for me and you in South Africa, tomorrow is Friday and it is the 29th of Dhulqa'dah. So you are going to clip your nails tonight, tomorrow. You are going to remove unwanted hair, you know, under the armpits and the pubic hair and so forth and so on. So therefore, just make this intention. It is for Zulhijjah also. They in Saudi Arabia, because me, I don't trust these Munsamis at all. According to me, it looks like most probably they'll announce that the moon was sighted multiple places and then that will usher in Zulhijjah there. What's supposed to happen is tomorrow in Saudi Arabia supposed to be 30th and then Saturday the 1st. But they don't bother about all this. They want to listen to what America, Israel say. They're not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They're Khainul Haramain Sharifain. So those countries where it is 29th today and you are following Saudi Arabia, you must do all that today before sunset. Me and you, South Africa, Southern Africa, we do it tomorrow. And the hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِلْحِجَّةِ. When you see the moon and the crescent for Zulhijjah, meaning the beginning, and وَأَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيُّطَاحِيَا, and you make intention, you're going to make qurbani, udhiyah, and you're going to sacrifice in your hometown, home country, or some other country, فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْ أَزْفَارِهِ وَلَا مِنْ أَشْعَارِهِ شَيْئًا. Then don't clip your nails, don't remove hair and so forth. So we make mushabihat, we look like a hujjaj, although we are not there and so forth and so on. And the hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif, and this is a sunnah. So South Africans, we do tomorrow. Those of you Saudi Arabia following them, so you do it today till before sunset and Maghrib.
Sir, can Qurbani meat be given to non-Muslims?
Yesterday was a big crowd here in Tabanchu, and I'm going out, one youngster came, you know. So he said, I told them one story, Mawlana, you must listen to the story. You know these children, they sit in front of me, right? They get excited, you know. So to one youngster, Hamza, 8, 9 years old, another youngster, Abdul Wasi. So I told them the story, you see. They love stories. So I said, there was a Mawlana, you see. Now 50 years ago, 55, you know him well, but he passed away, so you can't mention the name. So Zohar time. So now that he started reading Salah, every human being, Bashar, insan, we make mistake. So Imam Sahib Mawlana went, Rahimahullah, Allah, and very senior Ali, he said, Allahu Akbar, Zohar time. And then he read, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. So then there was the Malawi brothers next to me. So I pointed to a set and the Muazzin came from Shalima, from Gochi. So from the back he shouted, true in Zoltan, Tula Tula, Tula Tula. So now you can't make Tula Tula. So I added one youngster, what you must say? You say, shut up. He said, you must say, shut up in Salat. He said, but you just can get Muazzin also. So the other youngster, what you must say is, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. So like that it was. So that's why I was laughing. So anyway, so everything finished, I'm leaving the masjid. So one brother came, he said, you know, Jahapur from India, Pakistan, both great Muslim here. So Qurbani ka gosh in good day sakte. So question, can we give Qurbani meat to non-Muslims? Hanafi say totally permissible. Shafi say, and same thing with Akika meat also for Hanafis. And Shafi is saying not permissible, whether it's Akika meat or whether it's Qurbani meat. So Jazakallah khairan to you, Mawsaleem. I have to read my sunnahs and then we'll proceed for the masjid with Brother Sunny. Today, Dawood Monli will be there in Vellum with Brother Muhammad Salim Asmal. And inshallah, that we will be here with the program for the fiqh, our program 11 to 12 on Dhul Hijjah. So you can listen to the details. Love time, inshallah, we'll be in Bloemfontein tonight in Bloemfontein and tomorrow morning also Bloemfontein. Mufti Ibrahim Smith has resigned. So we say, Hafizahullah, Allah make it easy for him. So any Mawlana, Mufti Sahib, anybody wants to come on air and you feel you can do some nice programs, so contact me, inshallah. Or contact Mawsaleem, whoever, inshallah. 071-888-1184. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.